Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends on this weekend. When you hear the phrase left behind, what comes to your mind? Oh, there are so many painful life experiences where a person feels left behind, aren't there? And yes, there was a wonderful book and movie series by that title some years ago. Come with me again to the city of Corinth in about 50 AD as the Apostle Paul is writing to his Christian friends in Thessalonica. The words we'll look at today inspired that phrase, left behind, and the books and movies which depict that moment, which will certainly traumatize our world. Do you know what I'm talking about? Let's jump right in, my friends, because this is so important. My hope is that after the next few minutes, you will be able to explain that world-shaking future moment to your grandchildren. You'll recall, yesterday we looked at 1 Thessalonians 4:13 and Paul's statement, "We do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death." We looked closely at what decisions a person makes, which will determine where their soul and spirit goes when they sleep in death. Paul continued with these words, "We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him." 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 14. Of course, this verse celebrates some of the central core truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Do you see them? His incarnation, his atonement death, his resurrection, and his ascension return back to heaven. You'll recall that angels appeared as Jesus was ascending from the Mount of Olives up into the sky, and they proclaimed, "This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." Acts 1, verse 10 and 11. These words in Paul's letter to the Thessalonians explain that promise by those angels at Jesus' ascension. Did you see? Paul assures us that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. And of course, that is only possible if those who have died as Christians have their souls and spirits with Jesus in paradise now. That's why our discussion yesterday is a cornerstone to this discussion today. When Jesus returns, Jesus will bring with him hundreds of millions of the souls and spirits of those who had trusted Jesus to be their Savior and then died between the moment of their salvation and the moment Jesus returns. Do you see, Paul had said that a few verses earlier in 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 13. Paul continued, "According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep in him. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first." 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 15 and 16. Can you even imagine this future moment, my friends? Do you hear several significant things which will happen simultaneously? First, do you see the words "a loud command with the voice of the archangel"? We presume this archangel is Michael, whom we meet in Daniel chapter 10, as he came to assist Daniel, who had been praying for 21 days. Daniel was told Michael is described as the great prince who protects your people. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. And Revelation 12, 7 describes a time when war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. When Jesus Christ returns from heaven, a loud command from the archangel will rally a huge host of holy angels in support of this very significant and glorious moment in history. Second, do you see in Paul's words, there will also be the trumpet call of God? Trumpets have been used to warn and rally great armies or herald the coming of a great leader in many parts of the world for centuries. Jesus told his disciples, "He will send his angels with a loud trumpet," Matthew 24. Third, Paul's words are very clear. The Lord himself will come down from heaven. Jesus will return to earth in his same resurrection body with which Jesus elevated from the Mount of Olives and ascended back to heaven. But while Jesus ascended to heaven alone, in his return, Jesus will be accompanied by millions of the souls and spirits of those who have fallen asleep in him and have been with Jesus in paradise since the moment of their death. Fourth, there will be a sudden worldwide resurrection, and the dead in Christ will rise first, Paul wrote. It means new glorified bodies are instantly made by God and united with the souls and spirits of those deceased Christians who have come with Jesus in his return to earth. Years later, Paul wrote to these Corinthian Christians in detail about this resurrection in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And if that great resurrection wasn't enough, suddenly there will be a transformation as all those alive at that moment who are genuine Christians everywhere in the world will experience something like Jesus experienced on the Mount of Transfiguration, according to Matthew chapter 17. Paul wrote, "After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air." 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 17. The bodies of all alive Christians will be transformed into glorified heavenly bodies. In that moment, the sky will be filled with hundreds of millions of resurrected and transfigured Christians. Paul concludes this amazing future picture with these words, "And so we will be with the Lord forever." Encourage one another with these words. Yes, my friends, this future picture of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, the resurrection of departed saints, and the transfiguration of all living Christians should be wonderfully encouraging and exhilarating as we contemplate it. And I'll be here on Monday, ready for more with you.